Burt's, Brentation, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, Brandit Graphics, Collier Construction, and TNA Services. We'll go out to the field with your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
Greenspan Insulated Panels is proud to be cheering on the Blinn Bucks, Brenham Cubs, and Cubettes all season long. When local businesses need reliable, energy-efficient building solutions, they trust Greenspan Insulated Panels. From insulated panel installations at Bluebell Creameries, Brianna Salad Dressing, Country Boy Sausage, and HEB, Greenspan helps keep Brenham businesses running strong, supporting their teams, supporting their community. Call 844-807-7400 today. Greenspan Insulated Panels. Built to perform, built to last, built right.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Materials is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Dana.
Brenham National Bank wants to welcome you to Washington County to visit the Bluebonnet Festival hosted by the Chapel Hill Historical Society on April 11th and 12th.
We are a community bank with all the latest and greatest technology.
Come by and visit our branch at 9005 U.S. Highway 290 East.
Come bank with us, where we make banking fun and easy. Brenham National Bank,
member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Fireman's Park, the friendly confines of the Wrigley Field of South Central Texas Baseball. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you, and tonight the Brenham Cubs continue district play, taking on the A&M Consolidated Tigers, and a long-standing rivalry, Tommy, between these two teams getting renewed tonight.
Couldn't have said it any better than what you did, Doug. This rivalry goes back facetiously to the beginning of time. And we've had some really, really great contests over all these many years. And we're looking forward to another one this evening.
Yeah, the Cubs coming this one right now. The district front runners in District 17-5A off to a 6-0 start. And looking to try to continue that. And Cubs coming off last week getting a sweep of two games against Huntsville. Had a little difficulty from what we understand on Friday night, but managed to come through. And Brody Tucker with a big two-run double in the bottom of the sixth inning, and Braden Steele turning in another outstanding pitching performance to lead the Cubs to victory and keep that perfect record intact.
No doubt about it. The Cubs are going to be in every ball game if the pitching continues to be as steady as it has been. Number two, if we continue to play defense, we're going to be in every ball game. And we had good pitching again, because pitching only gave up two runs. So that makes it pretty easy. All you have to do is get three and you win the ball game, and that's exactly what they did.
Yep, and we got more to come here on our pregame show. We're so glad you're on this Tuesday evening. And back with more after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Well, so you got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe an emergency plumbing situation. We've all been there. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts is here. Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in Brenham, College Station, and Bryan. Y'all, they're equipped with the latest in technological plumbing tools. Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com. And check out their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for all kinds of helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber's License number 40546.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
All right, as we come back here, a quick score to pass along. The Burton Panthers leading Mumford. Score is 10-1 with play in the fifth inning right there. So Burton off the, that's actually a really big surprise there because Mumford is always usually one of the best teams in the state. And Burton right there putting a whooping on them tonight.
And I was just getting ready to make the same statement. What the heck is going on over there?
Yeah.
Maybe Coach Thaler's boys woke up on the right side of the bed this morning.
Yeah. And they are taking care of business, and we'll continue to check in and give you updates as that game progresses. Meanwhile, in District 17-5A, of course, we got the Cubs and A&M consolidated tonight. Lake Creek is off this week. They've got the bye. And then you got Montgomery taking on Rudder and Huntsville against College Station. And everybody, of course, going for playoff positioning. And the Cubs have got A&M consolidated this week, Montgomery next week. And then we don't get our bye week till the second to the last week of district.
There you go. And then we skip that week, and then we finish off with Rudder. So,
yeah.
But... You know, I like the position that the Cubs are setting right now. So, you know, we'll see what happens with this series. Very, very, very big series.
Yeah, and while it is a bye week, that week the Cubs, I was looking at schedule, do have games scheduled with Iowa Colony and I'm drawing a blank now on who the other school is, but that'll be coming up in a couple of weeks. But meanwhile, we're focused on A&M consolidated tonight. And take care of business here. And that's one of the things I like about Coach Wheaton. He's got a one-game-at-a-time mentality.
Oh, no doubt about it. There's no need to get ahead of yourself. You can't worry about tomorrow. You better take care of today first.
Exactly. And we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we'll take a look at your starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball teams this season.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now to take a look at the starting lineups. And the starting lineups tonight are brought to you by T&A Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Call for a free quote. And for the A&M Consolidated Tigers leading things off, it will be Luke Hargett, and he will be the designated hitter, batting for the pitcher, Jack Magruder. Batting second will be the catcher, Joseph Young. Batting third will be the third baseman, Leo Beaufort. Batting fourth, shortstop, Jordan Fowler. Batting fifth will be the right fielder, Cannon Boyd. Batting sixth, center fielder, Colton Josie. Batting seventh, left fielder, Cade Witt. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Michael Posey. And batting ninth will be the second baseman, Wesley Schultz. And now for the Brenham Cubs, their starting lineup. Leading it off will be the shortstop, Dalton Hart. Batting second, third baseman, Owen Finke. Batting third will be the right fielder, Drake Behnke. Batting fourth, center fielder, Ethan Aschenbeck. Batting fifth will be the pitcher, Luke Hardy. Batting sixth, the catcher, Brody Tucker. Batting seventh, first baseman, Braden Steele. Batting eighth will be the second baseman, Landry Mendoza. And batting ninth will be the left fielder, Brooks Rosnowski. And that is your starting lineup for both of these teams. And we're going to take another break, and we've got still more to come here on the pregame show. And we'll send you back to the studios, and let's hear these words from our Brenham Cup sponsors.
Texas weather is unpredictable. Make sure your heating and cooling unit will work properly when you need it most. Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems, but they can also service any problems with an existing unit. Call Modern Air Solutions at 979-451-5004. That number is 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions. Honest work with always a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLA 74166E.
H-E-B in Brenham is here to make your Easter weekend a breeze. From the tasty starters, the main dish, the must-have sides, and the sweet treats, H-E-B has it all to make your Easter complete. And don't forget, H-E-B carries gift baskets, goodies, egg dyeing kits, toys, and cascarones, so you can get all your Easter essentials at one single store. Have no time? Order online. And have your items delivered right to your car with curbside or right to your front door. H-E-B and Brenham, they're always here for you.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Branded Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Branded Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball, because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season. Shop local. Shop BrandedGraphics.com.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
All right, as we come back here, we got the Brenham Cubs getting ready to take on the A&M Consolidated Tigers. Doug Brad and Tommy Lange with you. And let's switch gears a little bit and talk a little Brenham Cubettes softball. Now, the Cubettes, they're off tonight for their bye week. Or for their bye, they don't have the week off, but they'll be back in action tomorrow night. Now, because of the inclement weather that is expected for Thursday, the Cubettes have moved their game up with Montgomery. And that's going to be played tomorrow night at 5:30 over at Alumni Field. And that one, because they're in the second half of district already, in Tommy, for the Cubettes, they're in must-win territory now.
No, I'm no doubt about it. You could not have stated any better than what you did. Tomorrow night is definitely a must-win. If we're going to be thinking about playoff implications, tomorrow is definitely a must because, you know, with the loss to College Station, you know, that just dropped you down one more notch. So now you're in a situation where you're going to have to start winning ball games.
Absolutely, and we wish the Cubettes the very best tomorrow night. And meanwhile, the umpiring crew has made their way out here. And we're going to have our meeting in the mound. And while they're doing that, let's take one more break. And we'll be back with the official announcements and the national anthem. But first, let's sit in the studios and hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Brenham Cub baseball and softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizen State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925 with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizen State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cub baseball and softball. Citizen State Bank. Local people, local decisions. Member FDIC.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
All right, as we come back here to Fireman's Park, the Brenham Cubs and the A&M Consolidated Tigers getting ready to renew their rivalry. And we're waiting. They're having the plate meeting with the umpiring crew. Got a three-man bunch tonight. And Luke Hardy on the hill. He's gotten off to a really good start this year, Tommy. And I know Coach is counting on him with his I can't remember if he's junior or senior. Junior this year, but
yes.
His 3 years of varsity experience and to be the leader on this team.
No doubt about it. Luke got off to a really, really good start. He's had a couple of little shaky, just little bitty things, but, you know, all in all, he's just been a solid performer. And, you know, if he gets out there and if he throws strikes early, we're going to definitely be in the ball game.
And they're making the official introductions for that. Let's go to our public address announcer, Ross Rader.
Batting center for left fielder, number 10, Cade Witt. Batting eighth for first baseman, number 17, Michael Posey. Batting ninth for second baseman, number 11, Wesley Schultz. Starting pitcher for the Tigers, number 7, Jack Magruder. Now the starting lineup for your Brenham Cubs. Leading off the shortstop, number 2, Dalton Hart. Batting second to third baseman, number 8, Owen Finke. Batting third to right fielder, number 22, Drake Finke. Batting fourth to center fielder, number 4, Ethan Aschenbeck. Back to the pitcher and designated hitter, number 19, Luke Hardy. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 3, Brody Tucker. Batting seventh, the first baseman, number 12, Braden Steele. Batting eighth, the second baseman, number 9, Landry Mendoza. Batting ninth, the left fielder, number 16, Brooks Rosnowski. This time we ask that you please rise to honor America to the flame of our national
seconds from our sponsors.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsor of Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Yeah, Blinn Bucks Baseball, Blinn Ladybucks Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck to all who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet one of our helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds?
What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
All right, we got Luke Hardy warming up, and he'll be working to Brody Tucker back behind the plate, right side of the infield. You got Braden Steele at first base, Landry Mendoza at second, left side of the infield, Dalton Hart at shortstop, Owen Feeke at third, into the outfield, Ethan Oshenbeck in center, flanked and right by Drake Pinky, and then left by Brooks Rosnowski. And it's time now for your game time weather update, brought to you by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, you can visit their website, blinn.edu. And Luke Hargett will step
leading
up
off
here.
Top of the first, Tiger designated hitter, number 4, Luke Hargett.
And right now here at the ballpark, we've got 81 degrees outside, and it is under windy conditions. Wind blowing right now at 15 miles an hour. Sunset scheduled for 7:43 tonight. And Hardy's first pitch is in there for a ball, 1-0. First pitch, 7:01. And tonight's supposed to get down to 69 degrees. And tomorrow, windy and up to 85. Thursday is where we're looking for the first of our rain chances this week, as the next pitch is a strike, 1-1 to Hargan. 70% chance on Thursday with a high of 83. Friday, just mainly wind again, but then Saturday a 90% chance of rain. And so pitches a ball, makes it 2-1.
Okay, Doug, I'll throw this in quickly. Luke Hargett, grandson of A&M quarterback years ago, Ed Hargett.
Oh, okay. And fouls that one away. Two balls, two strikes on Hargett.
I guarantee you Mr. Howard Cruzy will remember Ed Hargett.
And that one just missing a ball, 3-2. Next pitch from Hardy. Fly ball out into shallow left. And Rosnowski calls off Hart and makes the grab for at number one.
Great job out there by Brooks Rosnowski, calling off Dalton Hart, his ball all the way.
Yeah, he definitely had the better look at it and did the right thing there. And now that'll bring up Joseph Young, the catcher.
We saw some things over the weekend where that didn't happen.
Yeah. Right-hand batter facing the right-handed pitcher, Hardy. And pitches in there for a strike, 0-1. That one taken for a strike, and it's quickly here, 0-2. And that one shot to third, and I think he knocked it down, but wasn't able to make a play.
Are you going to look it up, or are you going to be like I am? I'm going to say
they
flashed
an error.
Wow.
It's an error on Unfinky, and that'll bring up Leo Beffert. And that one gets away. The runner will, it was a strike called, but the runner ticks off. And so that on the pass ball, Young moves into scoring position. And 0-1 count on Beffert. And that one foul back.
I like that, Doug. Catcher's running for himself.
There you go. 0-2 pitch.
Oh.
Strike three. Oh. Well, wait. That was a strike. Apparently he didn't realize he got away from Tucker, and he was walking back to the dugout, and Tucker went over and put the tag on him for the strikeout. Consolidated number 16, Colby Kendall. And so now that'll bring up Jordan Fowler, the shortstop. Hardy checks on the base runner. And that one sent out to center. Aschenbeck over, and he'll make the grab to retire the side. So in the inning, there were no runs, no hits, one error, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the first inning. A&M consolidated nothing. Cubs coming into bat. Back into your 60 seconds from the Sports Reds.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korth & Linke Welding. Visit KorthandLinkeWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Brenham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Brenham.
Represent your team with Spirit Wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Brenham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership, AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
Hall-Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture, call 979-337-4285.
Pool Techs. In business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
All right, on we go to the bottom of the first inning, and Jack Magruder tuning it up. They'll be working with Joseph Young behind the plate, right side of the infield, Michael Posey at first, Wesley Schultz at second. Left side will be Jordan Fowler at short, Leo Befford at third, in the outfield. It's Colton Josie in center, flanked and right by Cannon Boyd, and then left by Cade Witt. Yeah, Magruder will be looking at the top of the cup batting order here in the bottom of the first. Dalton Hart, Owen Pinkey, and Drake Benke. Two teams are scheduled to meet again on Thursday night in College Station beginning at 7 o'clock and 6:35 pregame here on KWHN. With the weather the way it is in the forecast, should there be any changes, be sure you stay tuned here, and we will, as soon as we hear anything, we will pass it along to you. But right now, they're still scheduled for Thursday night at 7. And here we go with Dalton Hart to lead it off against Magruder. Dalton, left-hand batter.
Leading off the bottom of the first, Buccaneer, Brenham Cup, shortstop, number two, Dalton Hart.
Nope, got a little bit longer whilst before we can get to the Nimanima Buccaneer. As pitches outside for a ball, although Hart is going to be joining his dad at Lynn next season, which definitely looking forward to that.
I guess officially we could say 5 months from tomorrow.
Right. And pitch is a strike. It's 1-1. Outside ball two.
Like, did anyone ever think he would be going anywhere else?
Yeah. And speaking of the Bucks, they're down in Beeville tonight, taking on Coastal Bend. And pitch swung on a miss, 2-2.
Pretty good breaking pitch there by Magruder.
Magruder comes set. And a pitch. Swung and a miss. Dan Hall and Dalton Hart down on strikes for out number one.
He came back with curveball again, Doug.
And now that'll bring up Owen Finke.
Third baseman number eight, Owen Finke.
Squares away the bunt, and that one rolls foul. Yeah, I had the same idea from when the last time we were here, but last time that worked.
I tell you what, I like the idea. It started out really, really well and went about the distance you want it to go. but it just rolled foul.
Takes that one, little high, ball one. Taken for a ball. That one a little more on the inside part of the plate. And it's 2-1. Binky is in this one. Opposite field, over right fielder. Chases that one down, holds it in for out number two. And the right fielder there, Cannon Boyd, having a battle not only the sunshine right down his face, but the wind too.
And I tell you, that wind is really whipping.
And that'll bring up Drake Benke now. First pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-0. And a pie for a ball. 2-0. And that one a ball. 3-0.
Not giving Benke a good look at anything, really.
Looks like they're pitching around him. And ball four. Benke draws the walk. And that'll bring up Ethan Aschenbeck.
Center fielder number 4, Ethan
Aschenbeck. And takes the first pitch for a strike. It's 0-1. Is strike call. Quickly here, 0-2 on Aschenbeck. And sends this one down the right field line. Right fielder coming over, and he'll make the grab. We're at number 3. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We've got one inning in the books. No score here at Fireman's. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit easywellshed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
And back we go here. Luke Hardy tuning it up for his second inning of work. He'll be looking at Cannon Boyd, Colton Josie, and Cade Witt. and Cannon Boyd to lead it off.
Leading off the top of the second, Consolidated right fielder number 9, Cannon Boyd.
Pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. And that one blown away. Ball is 1-1. One pitch on the way from Hardy.
Ow.
And got a piece of him. That'll send him down to first base the hard way.
That just adds to our list.
Yep.
You didn't see a hit batter for 5 years.
Yeah, and now, every game.
Every game we've got a hit batter.
And Colton Josie now batting for A&M Consolidated. And ground ball to first. Steal a run to the bag and get the out. And now it'll bring up Cade Witt.
Bob was a little bit hard fielded by Braden Steele easily, but had a good jump at first base. There was not a play at second.
And we got runner at second, one down. Boyd takes his lead. And that one back up the middle, and that CEI single gets through, and that'll be a base hit coming all the way around. The score is Boyd. And that'll make it 1-0 Tigers.
Consol first baseman number 17, Michael Posey.
Luke almost got a glove on it.
Yeah,
it was hard right up.
It was hit so fast that it didn't have quite enough time to react. And pitch is a strike call. Swing and a miss. Good pitch. 0-2 count. And on a high top to third, Pinky going to go to second for one, relay to first, and not in time. But they do get the lead runner.
Good job there by Owen Pinky, fielding that ball cleanly. Good strong throw to second, giving the hit lead runner.
It's all second baseman number 11, Wesley Schultz.
And that one is going to be in the left field base hit. Rosnowski gets it in a hurry. And so Tigers now with two on and two out. And back to the top of their batting order with Luke Hargett.
And so designated hitter number 4, Luke Hargett.
So runners at first and second. And that one sent to second. Mendoza up with it, throws to first, and gets the out. So in the inning, they did come up with one run on two hits, And then the hit batter and a walk and nobody left on. Two left on. We go to the bottom of the second. It's 1-0. A&M Consolidated. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
All right, as we head on to the bottom of the second inning, Cubs trailing at 1-0 here. And they'll be sending up Luke Hardy, Brody Tucker, and Braden Steele to face Jack Magruder. Let's see. Yeah, Magruder. Tigers squeak down run the top half of the inning. Now Brenham trying to answer. And we're ready for the next pitch. Strike at the knees. 1-1 on Hardy here. And Hardy in a hole there, throw to first, and he's safe.
It was almost to the point where I was going to say an easy play.
Yeah.
Short stop.
Let's catch number 3, Brody Tucker.
The next pitch taken for a ball. Shortstop, or no, batting third baseman gets in, and Tucker's aboard to 2-on now, and the Cubs have got something cooking here in the bottom of the second.
Tucker keeping the hot bat going.
With Braden Steele due up next.
Caleb Maurer running courtesy runner for Brody Tucker.
So Maurer in there now along with Hardy. And Braden Steele, the batter.
Braden Steele, runner at first, number 10, Caleb Maurer. Now to play for first base, number 12, Braden Steele.
That missed line drive looming big now. Mm-hmm.
Got one ground ball, second baseman booted it. Their only play is to first. Brings up Landry Mendoza.
Number Cup second baseman, number 9, Landry Mendoza.
Foul back. No score here. We're in the bottom of the second inning, but the Cubs are knocking on the door. And got away.
There you
and
go.
Coming in on the wild throw is Hardy. And Maurer is going to make it all the way to third base. And so we're all tied 1-1. It's taking for a strike, going one. And that one is going to drop in for a base hit. RBI single for Mendoza. And that'll make it 2-0, Cubs. Scoring a steal. Yes. Now the Cubs are back in front as Landon Mendoza steps up. Oh, no, excuse me. This is Rosnowski. Mendoza just batted. So this is Rosnowski batting. Runner takes his lead. Bounce up their ball. And next pitch swung on. High drive back.
Deep. Oh, my goodness.
Just held up long enough to stay in the yard. Rosnowski took the left fielder all the way back to the fence.
He almost got all of it. I thought he got it all. Sorry about
that. I don't know how that stayed in. And Dalton Hart now the batter. So Cubs lead it 2-1. And pitch and strike. By the way, earlier in this inning, Luke Carty just made the first run of the game. Sponsored by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services. Today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And Hart's in this one in the hole at short. Throw to first. Oh, I'd like to see a replay on that. That was awfully close, but Hart is called out. And so in the inning, the Cubs do come up with two runs on two hits. There was one error and one left on. And we go to the third inning. Cubs lead it 2-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
And Hardy warming up and ready for his third inning of work. And he'll be looking at the 2, 3, and 4 hitters for Consol. Joseph Young, Leo Befort, and Jordan Fowler. Hardy now working with the lead. Young reached on the errors first time up. Oh, by the way, the Burton game's gone final. Panthers beating Mumford tonight, 10-2. And that one taken for a ball. 1-0.
Where was that game played?
Let's see. I think it was in Burton.
And wow.
That one high and deep and gone.
Gone.
Joseph Young with a home run, and we're going to be tied 2-2. Yeah, it was in Burton.
I was getting ready to say if they beat Mumford 10-2 in Mumford, whoa.
Yeah.
I tell you what, that home run by Young was no doubt off the bat.
Yeah. And meanwhile, softball quick update in Bay at Burton and Iola tied 4-4. Burton Iola tied 4-4 as Beffert swings and misses. And Amaya Williams has got two more home runs in that game. That gives her now already 11 home runs on the season.
She's a hitting machine.
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't think there's a pitcher wants to see her step in the box.
Yes. And that one fouled away. And that one just missing a ball. It's 1-2.
That was a good pitch by Luke.
And the next pitch. Swung and missed. And Tucker's going to fire down to steal it first. And that is a strikeout. We're out number one. And that'll bring up Jordan Fowler.
It's all shortstop, number one, Jordan Fowler.
And that one fouled back into the screen. And no one won. Bounced up there a ball. One ball, one strike. And next pitch from Marty swung on and foul away. One ball and two strikes on Fowler. Cannon Boyd waiting on deck. And that one shot to third. And Pinky came up with it. Line drive there, and I mean, he just picked it right before it hit the ground.
Nice play there, ball one, thank you.
And now that'll bring up Cannon Boyd. With two down here in the inning. And that one is taken for a strike. It's 0-1.
Boyd hit by Pitts his last at bat.
And trying to check his swing. And first base umpire says, yes, he did go around. And it's 0-2. And that one down low for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Got him. Missed. Got him on strikes. And that worked out of the side. In the inning, though, one run on one hit. There were no errors and nobody left on. We're going to the bottom of the third inning. All tied up at 2-2. And it's time now for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. Be the third caller to the KWHI Studios at 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Maluda Z pillow from the Mattress Guys valued at $60. Just call in at 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. This cooling gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere. You can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop in his store at 2668 Highway 36 South in the Blue Bottle Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Remember, one pillow per family per season. If you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to play. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Reds. Or maybe not. Let's go ahead and we're in the bottom of the third inning. And Magruder warming up, and he will be looking at Owen Finke, Drake Benke, and Ethan Oschenbeck. Finke flew out to right field his first time up.
Off the bottom of the third baseman, number 8, Owen Finke.
Making a nice play in that last inning. And first pitch to him is a strike, 0-1. And that one, the pie ball. Count even at 1 apiece. Magruder deals. And that one outside for a ball. It's 2-1 now on Finke. We are tied at 2 apiece here in the bottom of the third. And that one taken for a strike, 2-2. Some of the Brenham folks behind home plate, they're not happy with that particular call.
I wasn't totally for sure.
Yeah, that one foul away, keeps it at 2-2.
He made
the
catch.
Holy cow. I had given up on that one. I thought it was heading out of play, but the wind must have blew it back in.
I tell you what.
And so that is one down now.
That's Cannon Boyd. What a play.
Yeah. Totally fooled me on that one. And Drake Benke now the batter. And a pie for a ball. They pitched around him and gave him a walk last time. Let's see if he's going to see anything to hit in this at bat. And Bell. Send that one foul. And is that hooking? Yeah, out of play. One ball and one strike.
Tell you what, after the catch by Boyd, we're going to make sure on everything.
Yeah.
Seriously, that young man ran a long way.
He certainly did. We still can't believe that he caught it. And pitches up high for a ball. And
if you really want to know the truth, I think it surprised the umpire.
Yeah. And up high, and now they're going to just go in and pitch around Benke here. And outside, ball four. Benke walks for the second straight time. And that'll bring him Ethan Aschenbeck.
Center
fielder number four, Ethan Aschenbeck. And Aschenbeck takes the first pitch for a strike. And outside for a ball, one and one.
Ethan flied to right field his last at bat.
And that one down low for a ball, two and one. Throw back and Benke back in there safely. One outside for a ball. Three and one now. And got him.
Add that one to the list.
Yeah. And out comes the coach. And Luke Hardy, the next scheduled batter here. And they're getting the conference going at the mound.
That was that slow, deliberate walk.
Yeah. They're going to leave Magruder in. Nobody warming up in the bullpen.
Pitcher number 19, Luke Hardy.
Hardy reached on an E6 in his first at bat.
And first pitch to him, nearly got, he had to get out of the way. That one nearly got him.
Nearly two in a row.
Got two on, only one out here in the inning. That one's in there for a strike. One and one on Hardy. That one in there for a strike, and it's quickly one and two.
Tell you what, he painted that inside corner knee high.
Benke and Aschenbeck take their leads. Arnie fouls that one back. Yeah, strike three called. Hardy not happy with that. Yeah, it's two down.
As far as Magruder's concerned, big strikeout.
And that'll bring up Brody Tucker now.
Left catcher number three, Brody Tucker.
Tucker swings and misses 0-1.
Brody with a single, his first time at bat.
And Tucker sends this one in the hole of short, and it's going to scoot through for a hit. Pinky keeps right on running. He is going to score, and that'll put the Cubs back in front 3-2. RBI single, Brody Tucker. And now Maurer will come back in to run for Tucker.
First runner at first, number 10, Caleb Maurer. Out to bat, first baseman, number 12, Braden Steele
now. Chance to add to that Cub lead. And first pitch taken inside for a ball. And that one is a strike, and it's 1-1. And outside for a ball. 2-1 count. And that one is a drive back out into center. And he'll make the grab for out number three. So in that inning for the Brenham Cubs, they do come up with one run on one hit. There were no errors, two left on. We go to the fourth inning. Brenham leading it 3-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Reds.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham. Your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
For every young resale shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at teglertoyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County. Don's Appliance Services, fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
All right, as we come back here, and congratulations to Amanda Coring on being our Mattress Guys winner this evening. And use that pillow in good health. And meanwhile, it is going to be Colton Josie, Cade Witt, and Michael Posey to bat here against Luke Carney in the top of the fourth inning. Cubs with a 3-2 lead. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you on this Tuesday evening. Oh, And short week for the kiddos, with it being Easter break. And pitch is taken for a ball. Want to know? And that one taken for a ball. 2-0. And strike called, 2-1.
Oh, nice pitch there by Luke. Knee high, outside corner.
And that one inside for a ball. It's 3-1 now. And that one fouled away. It's full count now, 3-2. Josie was heading down to first, thinking he'd drawn the walk, and the umpire rung him up.
I tell you what, that umpire's been very consistent on that outside pitch, on that outside corner.
That's 4 strikeouts now for Hardy. And he struck out 3 of the last 4 that he's faced as Cade Witt comes to bat. Witt had an RBI single his last time up, and he'll take a ball. Strike call. 1-1. And that one taking 4 ball, and it's 2-1 now. Delivery. And that one is fouled over to the left side past the Cub dugout. And that'll be strike 2. Is going to be ball 4.
First walk given up by Luke.
Yeah. Umpire walking toward the Cub dugout and giving a warning to our bench. Michael Posey gets set to bat.
It's all first baseman number 17, Michael Posey.
The one thing you don't want to do is upset the plate umpire.
No. If you get on his bad side, he can make life miserable for your team. Running
got him.
Throw
him
in.
Oh, goodness.
Throw him in the dirt. Mendoza couldn't handle it. Luckily, Hart was there to back him up to keep that thing from going in the center field. And it's a stolen base for Witt. No, Yeah, that one in there for a strike, 1-1. And that one shot to second. Mendoza up with it. Throws out a steal at first, and that's two away. Nice play there by Landry. And that'll bring up Wesley Schultz.
It's all second baseman, number 11, Wesley Schultz.
Schultz would have singled his last at bat.
And swings and misses way out in front of that one. And it's 0-1.
A good curveball there by Luke.
And this one
oh,
will
no.
Keep her in.
Oh,
and
no. Is. Oh, my goodness.
Another drop in for a base hit. That was just kind of in no man's land out there. Hart was going out, and Aschenbeck was racing in, and it just dropped right, little blooper right in between them. And so now we are tied at 3-3.
He's all designated here, number 4, Luke Hargett.
And Luke Hargett, the designated hitter, steps up to the plate. And a strike call. Hargett is 0-2 on the night.
Grounded out to Landry Mendoza, his last at bat.
And Arnold steps off. Looks the runner back to first.
Well, we couldn't have expected anything different, Doug.
Yep. Throw the first runner back in. Just taken for a ball, and it is 1-1.
Both teams threw up zeros in the first, but throwing up ones or twos ever since.
Yeah. And that one just missing a ball, and it's 2-1.
Just missed off that outside corner.
And runner going, throw down from Tucker. Offline, gets out into center. Aschenbeck comes in to keep it from scooting too far.
Schultz did a little bit of everything this evening.
Mm-hmm. Two balls, one strike. Runner at second now. That is the potential go-ahead run. For a strike. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. And foul away, trying to go opposite field.
Got him.
And strike three call. Then retire the side. In the inning, though, A&M Consolidated comes up with one run on one hit. There were no errors and one left on. We are halfway through this one, all tied up at 3-3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tieleman Construction and Stagett Tieleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
And back we come here as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. And it's time now for our Whataburger recap, brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7. And for the... Looks like the scoreboard went bye-bye. And now they're picking the bag up again. And it was A&M Consolidated jumping out with a run in the top of the first inning. Or no, top of the second inning. Brenham would come back with two runs in the bottom half of the inning on an RBI single by Landry Mendoza. And Luke Hardy would score. And also later on, Braden Steele, who reached on the fielder's choice, would score. And made it 2-1. Gonzal would come back on a home run by Joseph Young, tied it 2-2. Brenham would retake the lead on the RBI single by Brody Tucker that scored Drake Benke, made it 3-2, but then Tigers tied it in the top half of this inning. RBI single Wesley Schultz scoring Cade Witt. And that's where we stand right now as we head into this bottom of the fourth inning. And a 1-1 count on Landry Mendoza. Cubs 3, Tigers 3. And that one up high to Mendoza. As we said, Mendoza with an RBI single on his first at bat tonight. Mendoza! 2-1 pitch. Up high for a ball, and it's 3-1 now. Yeah, that one fouled away. Full count, 3-2. Wind's starting to pick up out there.
Like it hadn't been blowing enough the way it is. But it is. It's starting to whip again.
And the 3-2. And Mendoza swings and misses. He's down on strikes for out number one. That'll bring in Brooks Rosnowski, who just missed hitting one out here last time up. And since this one, a ground ball was short. Throw to first, and dug out on the other end there by Posey, and that's out number two. And back to the top of the cup batting order with Dalton Hart.
Green Cup shortstop number two, Dalton Hart.
And that one, high bouncer, shortstop up with it, throw to first. And he is safe, he beat it out.
That was that high hopper, and
yeah.
I tell you what, very tough play. He made the play at short, but hard speed going down the first.
Yeah, Fowler just, he did everything good, but with that high bounce off the grass there, just no chance to get Hart as good speed running down the line there. Now it'll be Owen Finke batting. Finke 0-2-9.
Who's going to bring something up, Doug? Hart's first time at bat, he had a powder blue bat.
Yeah.
When he came up this time, it was a black bat.
Ah.
That made a difference.
Yes, it did. And they got a pickoff play. And they overthrew the ball out in the center field, and so Hart is going to be safe at second.
Good job by the left fielder backing up that errant throw.
Yeah, that one up and in. One count on Finke. And that one inside for a ball. 2-1 count. And strike call, 2-2. And that one over the middle.
He's not going to get it.
And throw to first. He's safe. Coming home. And he is safe. Hart just kept right on running. It was a slow roll over there to short. Fowler made the throw. Finke beat it out at first, and Hart just got under the tag and home plate. And the Cubs have retaken the lead 4-3. And now Benke the batter. Benke's been walked both times. And pitch is up high, ball is 1-0.
Well, we've seen a little bit of everything.
Finke takes his lead. And pitch outside for a ball, it's 2-0. And that one taken for a strike, 2-1 on Benke.
Well, I tell you what, he came right back at Benke that time.
And outside for a ball, 3-1. Outside ball 4, and Benke walks for the third time tonight. And that'll bring up Ethan Eichenbeck. Benke moves down to second. Eichenbeck. Flew out to right field first time up, last time up. He was hit by a pitch and takes it 1-0.
Came close again.
Yeah. Pitch is a ball. It's 3-0 now. And ball four, and Aschenbeck draws the walk, and now we got bases loaded here for Luke Carney. And that's going to bring a visit to the mound, and coach is walking with a purpose there. And that is going to be it. We got a pitching change here. We're in the fourth inning. Cubs lead it 4-3. And we'll be back to tell you who the new pitcher is after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
J&A Roofing. Experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
All right, back we go here. And we got a new pitcher in there for A&M Consolidated.
I think that's 22.
As Luke Carney comes to the plate.
Pitcher number 19, Luke Carney.
And one up high for a ball. And this pitch change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance, insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, and business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. And pitch is a foul ball, 1-1. Hardy 1-for-2, got a teammate on every base. Swung on and missed.
That's 21, Doug.
Okay, and that would be Owen Harrell. So Owen Harrell, the new pitcher. And Hardy pops this one foul over to the right side. Now to play. Heading out toward the parking lot area. Score at least two. Make it three. It's a three-run double for Luke Carney. Binky scored. Binky scored. Aschenbeck scored. And now it is a 7-3 game, Cubs.
Yeah.
And that'll bring up Brody Tucker.
Catcher, number three, Brody Tucker.
There you go. Courtesy runner out there at second. And Tucker swings and misses, 0-1. Tucker, 2-for-2 tonight with an RBI. Takes a strike. And that one gets away. Runner taking off the third. Or is that Artie still in there that they let him stay in and run?
Sure ran like him. And I was, no. I'm trying to get the number, but.
Yeah, foul that one away. Yeah, that's still Artie in there.
It is Artie, yes. Running.
So Artie at third. Tucker trying to bring him in. And Tucker sends this one a high fly ball out to left, back. And that one's gone! A two-run home for Brody Tucker! He just absolutely got all of that one and steps on the pay window. And the Cubs have taken a 9-3 lead. Three hits tonight for Brody Tucker. Three RBIs. A big game for that young man.
He'll sleep well tonight.
Very much so. And comes now with a six-run lead here. And Brayden Steele comes up. And pitch is taken for a ball. 1-0. And that one over to third. And fires across the diamond. It gets the out to retire the side. But in the inning, the Cubs put up a six spot. And they now have taken the lead 9-3 as we move on to the fifth inning. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Reds.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Exceptional driver training. Building confident drivers, one student at a time.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you. Small enough to want to.
And as we come back out here, the Brenham Cubs has taken the lead. They're up now 9-3 here in the fifth inning on A&M Consolidated. And two big hits that inning. Luke Hardy, a three-run double, and then Brody Tucker, a two-run homer. And the Cubs in the driver's seat now. Now, really at this point, TL is just about getting some outs.
Yeah, that's it, no doubt about it. And all Luke Hardy needs is just go out there and just throw strikes.
He's got a good cushion now. As we get, what is this, train number? I think it's train number three now.
That is number three, yes. There's so much, been so much excitement, we don't forget how many trains have gone by.
And Joseph Young to lead it off here against Luke Hardy.
Consolidated catcher number 13, Joseph Young.
Young's been on base both times. Reached on an error his first time up, and then had a solo homer his last time up. And sends this one a fly ball out to left center. Over in making the grab is Aschenbeck for out number one. And then
Leo Beffert,
the batter. He's 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. And just got a final. Britton Lady Panthers, they defeat Iola tonight 10-7, the final score there. And pitches taken down low for a ball, 1-0. So Coach Zorn and company with another win in district play tonight there. They're now 5-0 in district. And pitches foul it off his foot. And then in the eighth inning right now, Blinn Buccaneers leading Coastal Bend. 5-3 in that one. 5-3 eighth inning, Bucks leading that one. So the way this is keeping up is turning out to be a good night for Washington County Schools this evening.
No doubt about that.
Yeah, pitch is foul tipped. And Tucker going to go out and have a word. The umpire took one off there, and they're going to let the ump kind of walk that one off. Other two coming in to check on him. Not really sure. Couldn't quite tell where it hit him at. Looks like he's okay.
I tell you what, though, Doug, if it hits the bottom part of that ankle, it's going to hurt.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to sting. A lot of bone down there.
Oh, yes. I can attest to that.
I know. I didn't mean to bring that up. But
no, it's all right.
A fact is a fact. Wow.
Yeah, that one's popped foul. Count is 1-2. And that one foul away. Count remains 1-2. We're in the fifth inning. Cubs with a 9-3 lead. And that one foul up the third base side. Beffert trying to hang in there. Yeah. And that one outside for a ball. And it's a 2-2 count. One down the line, fair ball. And Befford is going to be into second base with a double. He just laced that one down the third base line.
And so shortstop number one, Jordan Fowler.
And brings up Jordan Fowler now. Fowler 0 for 2 so far tonight. Taken for a strike. It's zone one. And that one fouled away. Going two now. Fisted out in the left field. Running in is Rosnowski.
And he made the catch. Nice play.
What a play there by Brooks. The way he was running that run down, you'd think he was after a quarterback or something.
I'm telling you, that's the way I was thinking that. You brought it up.
And Cannon Boyd at the plate now. And that one taken for a ball, 1-0. We're in the top of the fifth. Cubs leading this one 9-3. And that one taken for a ball, run. Throw down Tucker, trying to see if he could catch Befford napping down there, but no such luck. And that one up and in a ball, and it's 3-0 now. Strike call. Good pitch there by Hardy. Out in the dugout. Make sure he didn't take out one of his teammates on that foul ball. Yeah, it was 3.
You had the better view. Did they duck their heads?
I think they ducked to get out of the way. They hit the dirt when they saw that one come.
Had good contact with it, I can assure you that.
Two pitch. Oh! And that is ball four to Boyd. So he puts two runners aboard. Brenham folks not happy with that call.
Only the second walk by Luke.
Yep, and that'll bring up Colton Josie. And we're going to get a visit out to the mound.
That's Coach Spivey.
Yeah, that's just talking strategy here. And just also maybe just checking in to see how hard he's feeling. Hardy at 82 pitches right now. Two on the pitch to Josie. Is in there for a strike, 0-1.
Josie with a sacrifice and struck out his last at bat.
The 0-1 pitch. And strike called. And 0-2.
One in the right direction again.
Long look in by Hardy. Check of the base runners. And the 0-2.
Got it.
And strike three struck him out. And that one will tie the side in the inning. There was no runs, one hit, no errors. Two left on. And we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Cubs lead at 9-3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care. 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
And back we come here. We got a new pitcher here for A&M Consolidated. It's Avery Schwartz batting. And he will be looking at, in the inning, Larry Mendoza, Brooks Rosnowski, and Dalton Hart. And his pitch to change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give Wellman Insurance a call at 836-3613. Get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. Landry Mendoza, the batter. Landry, 1-for-2, RBI single. Now going against the lefty. And the first pitch is a ball, 1-0. Brenham with a 9-3 lead on A&M Consolidated. And that one up high, a ball. And that one is a strike, 2-1. Good. Mendoza sends this one a high fly ball. And that one is gone. Landry Mendoza with a home run. And that is going to give the Cubs a 10-3 lead as Mendoza rounds third, and he's going to step on home plate. And Brooks Rosnowski now. And Rosnowski sends that one back. And that one's going to get caught short of the wall by the left fielder. And so that's one down. That's twice now that Brooks just missed hitting it out of the air tonight. And Dalton Hart the batter.
That left fielder's been Brooks's worst enemy.
Yeah.
Number two, Dalton Hart.
Hart one for three. Singleton scored his last time up.
Had that infield hit which started that barrage of six runs.
And it pitches a strike. It's 1-1 now on Hart.
Have you noticed this pitcher, Doug? Straight over the top.
Oh, let's see.
Just watch.
Oh, yeah, I see that. And that's a ball. It's 2-1. Schwartz, a tall left-hander. And that one in there for a strike. It's 2-2 now on Hart.
He doesn't waste a whole lot of time either.
And taken for a ball. 3-2, full count now. And Hart off the end of the bat. Left fielder charging. And he'll make the grab for out number two. And now Owen Finke, the batter. Finke, one for two. RBI single and scored a run his last time up.
Third baseman, number eight, Owen Finke.
Finke pops this one up. Right fielder over. Makes the grab, and that'll retire the side. In the inning for the Cubs, they do get one run on the home run by Landry Mendoza. And one hit, no errors, nobody left on. And we go to the sixth inning. Cubs lead it 10-3 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring. Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barn dominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania insurance agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
And Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
All right, as Luke Hardy warms it up for the top of the sixth inning, he'll be looking at the 7, 8, and 9 hitters for Consol, Cade Witt, Michael Posey, and Wesley Schultz. And Brenham comes with a 10-3 lead here at Fireman's Park. trying to push their record to 7-0 in district play. And that one back up the middle. Hart fires over to first and gets the out. And that'll bring up Posey. He is 0 for 2.
Consolidate first baseman, number 17, Michael Posey.
Pitch down low for a ball. It's 1-0. And ground ball to second. Mendoza up with it. Throws on to first. That's two quick outs. And brings up Wesley Schultz, the second baseman. And yeah, Schultz 2 for 2 tonight.
Schultz been a tough out.
He's also got an RBI as well.
And a stolen base.
Yep. And pitch from Hardy swung on and missed. And it's 0-1. And up high for a ball. For a strike.
Tell you what, with that pitch count getting up a little bit, Luke needed a good quick inning.
Yeah. Yeah, that one down low. Nice block in there by Tucker. 2-2.
And the Cubs do have activity in the bullpen.
That's a ball, and it is now 3-2. And ball 4, and so Schultz, after falling behind, comes back and works a walk.
Ooh, that's Coach Wheaton.
And Coach Wheaton heading out on the out and up to the hill, and that made. Let's see if this is going to be it for Hardy. And the teammates are coming out like it is. And you know, Luke, he's a competitor. He doesn't want to come out.
You know what? That's what I'm going to do.
He talked Coach into it.
Hey, let him finish the inning. Golly. You got a 7-run lead.
Yeah. Only one guy on base.
It's not like the base is loaded with no outs.
That's what I said. Luke's a gamer. He's been that way ever since he was a little fella. If you can believe he ever was, because he's a good size, but he's just he doesn't want to come out. He's a battler.
And, you know, Hargett's 0 for 3.
Yeah. So. And pitches a ball. It's 1-0. And that one foul away. 1-1. And that one over to second. Mendoza will flip the heart.
There you go.
And that'll get the out, and that'll retire the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Cubs lead it 10-3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizen State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown, too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy, for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
And back we go here. And we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. And Schwartz tuning up. He'll be looking at Drake Benke, Ethan Aschenbeck, and Luke Hardy. Benke has been walked all three times and scored twice. Lefty on lefty matchup. Let's see if they'll actually give him anything to hit this at bat. He's our version of Barry Bonds. And that one outside for a ball, 1-0. And it fouls that one back. One ball, one strike.
Looks like he's going right at him.
And that one's a ball, 2-1. Up high, ball 3. And Benke fouls that one back. He might have reached for that one, and it's 3-2. And ball 4, and Benke walks for the fourth time tonight. And that'll bring up Ethan Aschenbeck. Aschenbeck's been on base twice. He was hit by a pitch and drew a walk, and he scored a run his last time up. And that one up and in a ball, 1-0. And another one up high. And it's 2-0. Strike called. That makes it 2-1. And hit him again. Second time that Aschenbeck's been plunked, and that puts two aboard now for Luke Hardy. And
if Luke goes yard,
ball game.
Game over.
Yeah.
And he made, and he got the pitch.
Yeah. And that is going to be it for Schwartz. They're going to get to do another pitching change here. And so with that pitching change, we will take it and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy
LaRose
store.
Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
All right, as we come back here, and your new pitcher is Max Cochran for A&M Consolidated. And this pitcher change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance, insurance you can trust and rely on. For your health, life, car, home, personal, and business, give them a call, 836-3613. You get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance. Yeah, so far two on, nobody out. You got Drake Behnke and Ethan Aschenbeck. Behnke is at second, Aschenbeck at first, and Luke Hardy the batter. Hardy is 2-for-3 in the game, had a single and scored a run his first time up. And then last time up, had a 3-run double and then also came home on a 2-run homer by Brody Tucker. And so Cochran, a right-hander, warming up here. Cubs with a 10-3 lead. We're in the bottom of the sixth.
Proof Cub pitcher number 19, Luke Hardy.
Yeah, pitch to Hardy. Swung on and missed. 0-1. Up and in a ball. 1-1. And swung on and missed, and it's 1-2.
We have a pinch runner for Behnke, Cooper Hody.
Oh, okay. Cooper Hody running down there at second base. Up high, and it's 2-2 on Hardy. Outside ball 3.
I don't know if I'd want to throw to Brody Tucker.
Brody red hot tonight.
I believe I'll try to get Hardy out.
Well, he's going to have to throw to him no matter what because there's only one. There's no outs in the inning yet. But if Hardy gets on here, there's no place to put Tucker.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And Hardy fouls that one away. Count remains 3-2. And hit him. And wow. So Hardy will take the trot on down. That'll load the bases for Brody Tucker. Tucker 3-for-3 tonight. 2 singles. And also a 2-run homer. He's got 3 RBIs. And Hardy coming out. Looks like he's at blue.
Blue Semega, yes.
And so Semega running for Hardy. And pitch to Tucker, up high, a ball gets away from the catcher. Bases loaded, nobody out. Cubs could end this one via the run rule. They can get 3 of those runs home. Oh. And Tucker swings and misses, 1-1. And that one taken for a strike. It's 1-2.
Got it.
And strike 3. Tucker caught looking for out number 1. And that'll bring up Braden Steele. Steele's 0-for-3, but did reach base in a fielder's choice. And scored a run back in the first inning. That one taking a pie for a ball, 1-0. Cubs with the bases loaded, only 1 out. Yeah, that one taken for a ball, 2-0. And that one inside. Count on Steele. With Mendoza waiting in the wings. And outside, ball 4, and that'll walk in a run. Tucker will take the trot on down to first, and coming in to score was Odie. Makes it 11-3. And now Landry Mendoza. Landry is 2-for-3 with an RBI single and a solo homer. Up high ball, 1-0. Brooks Rosnowski would be due up next. Yeah, Mendoza swings and misses, 1-1. He was trying to end it with that one. Up high for a ball. 2-1 count. And hit him.
Ow.
And so Mendoza will head on down to first. And that'll bring in run number 12. And so Rosnowski Cubs did one more run. This thing's over. As coming in to score is Aschenbeck.
I said it, Doug. Hardy won't have to worry about going back out.
Yeah, Senega to third, and he represents the winning run there.
I tell you what, all Rosnowski has to do is get one out in the outfield like he's been doing all night.
Yeah. With blue speed, it won't take much. Pitches up high for a ball. That one outside for a ball. 2-0.
You look at this, of course. You know, they walked Behmke four times, but six walks, four hit batters, that's a tough night.
Yeah. That's giving the Cubs a lot of extra outs to play with. And that's a strike call, 2-1. And anytime you give any team that many extra at-bats, it's hard to win.
No. You cannot give a team that many at-bats.
And Rosnowski holds up there, and it's 3-1. I gotta imagine he's probably we'll see if he takes this one. And a pie ball four, that's it. Rosnowski will head on down to first. Senega comes in. And that is your ball game. The Cubs win it via the run rule, 13-3, your final score. They get the victory over A&M Consolidated. They are now a perfect 7-0 in district play, and that'll take us to our postgame show. This broadcast of Brenham Cup Baseball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Stay tuned for the postgame coming up next, made possible by Conjura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Thielemann Construction, Mattress Guys, Gilmore Electric Express, Woodman Life, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walshick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Wingstop, Coaches Insurance, DDF Pipe and Seal, and TNA Services. Back with the postgame after these words from our sponsors.
Barndominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
Take command of productivity with a New Holland T5 Series tractor available at WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model. There's 10 to select from that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. From loader work to speedy transport, see a T5 tractor today at WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy and take command. WC Tractor, now with six convenient locations to serve you. Find them at WCTractor.com.
Howdy, Patrick Henning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When the power goes down, you need backup. A home backup generator can keep your lights on, your fridge cold, and your devices charged. It's like having a personal power plant in your backyard. Power up with Gilmore Electric Express. We specialize in generator installation and maintenance, so you're never left in the dark. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore paint colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
All right, and we're back here at Fireman's Park where the Brenham Cubs have just defeated the A&M Consolidated Tigers by a final score of 13-3. And with us now, we got tonight's winning pitcher, Luke Cardi, joining us. And, Luke, what a win for you guys here tonight.
Yes, sir. I mean, that was great. We had a ton of energy, and, we scratched back every run they got. We got more, and, that's how you win a game.
Yeah, and then you guys, of course, I think it was the fourth inning, that big six-run explosion there. And you had one of the key hits there, a big three-run double in there. Take us through that at bat. What happened there?
I've faced that guy a couple times. He's a really good pitcher. He has good stuff. And I think it was two strikes, 3-2 or something. And, I saw his changeup at the end, and I waited back, and I drove it.
Yeah, and then, of course, you and Brody, they've been the battery all night. And then he gives a nut right behind you, steps up there and hits a big home run there. And how happy were you for him on that?
Yeah, that was great. That was a great swing. I mean, there's not much you can say. I mean, he hit the crap out of it. So.
And, of course, getting there in the sixth inning, Coach came out there to talk to you. And I had kind of a feeling you didn't want to come out right there.
No, sir. I mean, I was like, come on, Coach. I want this last batter. And, he gave it to me.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to see that, and now you guys get to face him one more time. But how does it feel to be 7-0 to start district play?
I mean, it feels great. I mean, just on the mound, I mean, defense is playing amazing, and it makes me very comfortable when my defense just making plays like Owen Finke. He had a diving play. Roz came in sliding. I mean, very minimal errors, and I mean, it's just great baseball.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Luke, congratulations
sir.
On the win.
Thank you.
And let's get Brody in here. Brody, congratulations on this win tonight.
Yes, sir.
And how great did it feel to get, especially over a big district rival like this?
Yeah. It was a great win. You know, like Hardy said, we had a lot of energy, had a lot of enthusiasm through this game. We knew it wasn't going to be the easiest game ever. We knew we had to play the ball. We knew we had to play Brenham Cup baseball, and that's what we did this game.
Yeah, and you yourself had a good night, three hits at the plate there. And especially getting to hit the home run there. And take us through, first through the home run at bat. What were you seeing up there?
So I was trying to hunt fastballs all night. Didn't get many. He got me to two strikes, and, you know, at that point, I'm just trying to stay short and through the ball and just try to make good contact. And off the bat, I knew I was hit well. I didn't think it was going to be hit that well, though.
Yeah, and you guys, of course, put that big inning together, and then it seemed like they couldn't throw that last inning, couldn't even throw any strikes up there with the walks and the hit batters.
Yeah.
And made it an easy finish there, but to get a run rule over, because usually they've got a pretty good program over there at A&M Consolidated, that's big for you guys get a run rule tonight.
Yes, it's a great win. You know, going to the Thursday game with them, it gives us a lot of energy and a lot of confidence. Just go in and dominate.
All right, Brody, congratulations.
Yes,
thanks
sir.
For joining us.
Appreciate it.
And let's get Landry in here.
What's going on, Doug?
And Landry, good night at the plate tonight. And, of course, you had an RBI single, home run, and then took one for the team there in the last.
Oh, yeah. That last one, it hurt a little bit. You know, he got me right in the back.
Yeah. And take us through your home run at bat there. What did you see up?
Home run at bat. I knew the pitcher that came in. He wasn't throwing many strikes, so I was kind of just hunting a specific pitch, a fastball, and I got one, and I let it rip.
Yeah, and you guys put together a couple of really big innings there, and just as offensively, and then you got the good quality pitching from Luke tonight. And you guys, I got to imagine right now, feel like y'all can play with just about anybody.
That's true, yes, sir. 7-0 feels good. You know, even when Hardy struggles out there, we can trust our offense to go out there and hit and out hit the other team, and so it feels good.
Yeah, and well, you guys defensively, I thought I had a really good night tonight. And, that one of them where it went right through the umpire's legs, and you were able to make the play over there to first.
Blocked my vision for a little bit, but I was able to make it, yes, sir.
All right, Landry, thanks for joining us. And
let's
get Coach Wheaton in here. Coach, another fun night at the ballpark.
Yes, it was. Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, to come out and first of all, the importance of getting a 10-run rule win over what's been a quality program like A&M Consolidated.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't on my bingo card. I think I just told that to Nick. But, they're huge, especially coming off a game where we didn't feel like we played great baseball at all last Friday to answer back against, like you said, a really quality program. Coach Linnerton does a great job, and they've got really high expectations over there. So it was good to come out and swing the bats tonight for sure.
And Luke Hardy battled the whole night, another good performance. And in that sixth inning there, did he talk you into letting him stay?
He did. We were trying to get common there. But, hey, Thursday still loses a day of rest because of Good Friday, so it's good to keep common in your back pocket and have those guys in the back end, and they'll be ready to go on Friday or Thursday, and we're going to need them for sure.
Really, the guys pounding out some hits early on, and then toward the end there, it was kind of – they just couldn't find the strike zone with the walks and then the hit batters, too, on top of that.
Yeah, I think we scored every inning but the first one, but the six-run inning in the fourth, to do it all with two outs and nobody on and a couple infield hits and a heads-up base running play by Dalton Hart. To go sliding in behind the first baseman on a play at first was huge. Felt huge at the time. Little did I know we were going to answer with five more after that. Huge swing by Luke Hardy with two outs, and then Brody Tucker with the backbreaker. His first home run as a Cub. That was good to see. Proud of him.
Yeah, he's definitely happy about that. And good win tonight. And let's go get him Thursday.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Gus.
All right. Coach Chase Wheaton, join us. Back with more of the postgame until we hear some more from our sponsors.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? Tielemann Construction has been serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during the baseball-softball season.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Cub baseball and Cubette softball teams.
All right, as we come back here, time to take a look at the final stats for tonight. And for the Brenham Cubs, Dalton Hart was 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored. Owen Finke, 1-for-4, single, RBI and a run scored. Drake Benke was, well, he didn't get an official bat tonight because he was walked four times. Also scored a couple of runs, and then Cooper Hody came in to run for him on that last one and scored. Ethan Aschenbeck, he reached base three times, hit by a pitch twice, also walked and scored a couple of runs. Luke Hardy, 2-for-3 in the game. He had a single, a double, three RBIs, and two runs scored. And then he was hit by a pitch his last at bat, and his courtesy runner came in and scored. That was Blue Sinega. And then Brody Tucker, 3-for-4, two singles, an RBI, and a two-run homer. And Braden Steele was on base with a fielder's choice in the walk and had an RBI and scored a run. Landry Mendoza, 2-for-3, RBI single, home run, hit by a pitch, and brought in the last run. And then Brooks Rosnowski, bases loaded walk to end the game. And that is your final stats. When we come back, Tommy and I will name our John Breeden star of the game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
So now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life. Standing strong for generations.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
The Whataburger Bacon Steakhouse Double is back. With creamy steak sauce, crispy fried onions, aged cheddar, and crunchy bacon, this is a special occasion burger. But what is a special occasion? A day at the park? That's special. Your Friday meeting getting canceled? Special. Uninterrupted alone time spent with your innermost thoughts swirling through your consciousness? Sure, why not? Any occasion can be a special occasion with the Bacon Steakhouse Double, available only at Whataburger for a limited time. Download the app.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Waltrip Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Waltrip brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at waltripconstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Waltrip Construction with your building projects. Waltrip Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
All right, back we go. And before we get to the start of the game, a couple of finals, or a couple of scoring updates. Blinn Buccaneers tonight beat Coastal Bend, 8-3, the final score there. And they just started the eighth inning. Astros leading the Red Sox 9-1 in that one.
Ooh.
And now we'll get to our star of the game. And star of the game, who do we go with, TL?
I tell you what, we had several guys that, you know, had a pretty doggone good night.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what, there was one young man that really stood out this evening. In fact, he had just a little bit better night than everybody else. Brody Tucker, I tell you what, 3-for-4, 3 RBIs, but the big backbreaker was in that inning when the Cubs, and I think that's what started the whole thing, is he came up with a big 2-run home run that really got things going for the Cubs, and then it was only just a matter of the game ending. But Brody Tucker, and as always, an outstanding job behind the plate that he always does. So Brody Tucker, our John Breeden star of the game.
And the star of the game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham, for State Farm Good Neighbor Service insurance you can trust. Back with the final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at hodyre.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate, marketing, and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
All right, back we go here one last time as the Brenham Cubs win it 13-3 over A&M Consolidated, your final score there. And so now TL moves on to game number two of the series Thursday night. This time, though, in College Station, which in theory, it would make it a little tougher over there.
Well, the one thing I'm going to say is I want the Cubs to enjoy this victory today, enjoy the night, go home, and rest easy. It was a great night for the Cubs. But it's like Coach Wheaton said, they have a real quality program over there. They just had some instances tonight which really didn't go right. You and I talked about it. When you walk, and granted, they walk Ben Kay on purpose. I get all of that. But when you have six walks and four hit batters or five, whatever it was now to end the ball game, normally you're not going to win a ball game. You know, you've got to throw strikes. But great win for the Cubs to go 7-0, but get ready to play over Thursday night over there.
Exactly, and that's going to do it for us here. Our next broadcast, the Cubs and A&M Consolidated in College Station, Thursday night, 7 o'clock, 6:35 pregame. And want to thank Elizabeth for her great job back at the studios. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors who make the broadcast possible for all of us here at KWHI Sports. This is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
Play ball!
The postgame show is made possible by Conjura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Thielemann Construction, Mattress Guys, Gilmore Electric Express, Woodman Life, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walchick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Wingstop, Coaches Insurance, DDM Pipe and Steel, and TNA Services. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports. Thank you for tuning in, everyone, and have a good night.